USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Turkey's military said it captured a key Syrian border town under heavy bombardment as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day with little sign of letting up despite mounting international criticism. Turkey's continued push into Syria comes days after U.S. President Donald Trump cleared the way for Turkey's air and ground offensive, pulling back U.S. forces from the area, saying he wanted to stop getting involved with endless wars. Trump's decision drew swift criticism that he was endangering regional stability and risking the lives of Syrian Kurdish allies. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in six decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war, yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States farm products. New York police say four people were killed and three others wounded inside an illegal gambling site in Brooklyn. The shooting happened early this morning, according to New York Police Department Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea. Two firearms have been recovered, and many more are expected to be found on the scene. Shea said the victims range in age from 32 to 49 years of age. Two live out of the state. The rest live in the neighborhoods throughout Brooklyn. Shea also said it's too early to tell if it's a gambling dispute, a robbery, or some other motive. No arrests have yet been made. Don't forget, you can listen anytime online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sesame Street is now taking on addictions like the opioid epidemic from a child's perspective. John Clemens reports.
My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself, so she talks to people with the same problem.
That's the character of Carly, as she explains why she was in foster care, because her mom couldn't take care of her, but is now attending meetings to help her with her addiction. Carly goes on to explain she, too, is attending meetings.
I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
The issue of addiction is part of the Sesame Street and Communities Project. I'm John Clemens.
General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra has now stepped into contract talks with striking auto workers, asking the union to wrap up outstanding issues and respond quickly to a company offer made earlier this week. But in a letter to GM's top bargainer, United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittus wrote that there will not be a response to the offer until committees working on the issues are finished. Details of the meeting between Barra and the top union bargainers were disclosed in the letter, and it's an indication there won't be a quick end to the nearly month-long strike by 49,000-plus workers that has halted production at all of GM's United States factories. Both sides are separated on major economic issues such as wages and lump sum payments, plus better pensions that will be bargained at the main table by the top negotiators. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.